弟兄姐妹，我们今天继续会讲主耶稣登山宝训。
Today I will continue to preach the Sermon on the Mount.
那我们继续要看主耶稣他和律法之间的关系。
We'll continue to look at what is the relationship between Jesus Christ and the law.
他告诉我们他来不是要废掉律法。
And the Lord told us that he come not because he wants to abolish the law.
乃是要成全。
He wants to fulfill the law.
可是我们发现阅读他的话的时候，我们就会发现摩西当时在西乃山所颁布的律法已经变了质了。
But the more we read his, the Lord's word, that we feel like the law God gave to the Israelites on the Mount Sinai seems to change its value.
因为很多的传统的事情
Because a lot of the tradition
或者是说人的遗传
And some of the human's teaching
这是我们从主耶稣跟这些经学家我们说拉比或者是文士法利赛人他们冲突的时候我们所可以看得见的。
We can see that from when Jesus has conflictions with those Pharisees and the scholars and scribes.
所以他们有各式各样的方法能够改变摩西当时所颁布的律法。
And the scribes and Pharisees, they use all kinds of ways trying to change the law from Moses.
在我们现在的文字来说的话就好像他们在那里钻法律的漏洞。
And use a modern word that is trying to find a breakthrough, to the law.
我们都晓得哈，当我们特别在教会里面也是一样，当我们在教会里面设立一些我们讲说这个法规的时候。
And it's also the same happens in the church when we're trying to, establish some rules in the church.
那么外面世界上的律法也是越来越厚。
And the laws from the world seems to become more and more.
为什么呢？因为有很多人喜欢钻法律的漏洞。
Why? Because many people, they want to try to break through the law.
那我们在设立这些的时候，我们就会想到说，哎，这个要防盗，那个要防盗，对不对？不让他们钻到法律的漏洞。
And when the lawmaker trying to design the law, they tried everything to protect, prevent from people break through.
所以这个法律的书越来越厚，越来越厚。
And you can see the law book has become thicker.
条文也越来越多。
And the more rules add on one another.
问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem?
我们今天我们就要借着这个主耶稣他所教导的，让我们来看人真正的问题在哪里。
And today through Jesus' teaching, we want to understand what is human's A real problem.
那么从21节开始一直到第47节在这里主耶稣他一开始的时候他就提醒我们他说就说你们听见有话说
And from same chapter 5 from verse 21 Jesus was remind us you have heard from people saying long time ago
或者是说你们听见有吩咐古人的话说
Or we can say that you have heard that it was said from the people in a long time ago.
那么这里面他提到有六个不同的事情
And he mentioned six different things here.
那么他就是来指证当时律法所谓的律法书上面的问题
And he's trying to explain to us what is the problem with the law.
这些律法看起来像是摩西所颁布的律法。
And those laws looks from the its contents from looks from its contents that seems matches the law given by Moses.
但实际上已经变质了。
But actually, in its nature, it's changed.
那我们在还没有看这经文之前呢，我们先想一下。这些经学家他们为什么这么做呢
And we want to understand why the scholars want to do this.
我们如果记得在路加福音有一次有一个律法师他就问耶稣他说谁是他的邻舍
And we remember there's a story recorded in the book of Luke. There's a scribe that's trying to ask Jesus.
那个地方告诉我们，他要显明他自己有理。
And there the book shows us that he wants to test to Jesus that he is righteous.
那么经济学家为什么要这样做？就是要显明他们自己是有理的。
That's why the scholars wrote the law like this, because they want to show that they are righteous.
第二件事情，他们为了要显明他们自己的义。
And they want to show their righteousness.
他们改变了神的律法，要让人看见他们可以行到摩西的律法。
They change God's law because they want to show people that they can obey the law they have changed.
他们要用人的传统来代替神的律法。
They want to use human tradition in place of God's law.
所以他们可以在人的面前夸口。
So that they can boast themselves in front of others.
我们也看见他们很喜欢在人的面前做这些事情。
And we can also see that they won't do this in front of people for showing.
马太福音第六章就开始讲这些事情。
And in the book of Matthew chapter 6, it starts talking about all their showing.
第三个，他们为了自己不能行摩西所颁布的律法，他们找借口。
And the third, that because they cannot fulfill the law from Moses, so they find excuses for themselves.
就是在马太福音第二十三章那边，主耶稣讲他们的问题，我们就可以看出来了。
And it is recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 23, when Jesus present all their problems, then we can see that they're.
他们只是为了做给别人看。
Because all they want to do is to show people.
希望得到别人的称赞。
So that they can praise by people.
第四个，因为他们不认识耶稣。
The fourth reason is they do not know Jesus.
他们不明白神的话。
They do not understand God's word.
甚至他们心里面还觉得，在当时啊，只有他们才可以教导神的话。
And in their own heart, they think only they can teach God's word.
所以他们认为那些不明白神的律法的百姓是受咒诅的。
That's why they think all the ordinary people, they do not understand God's word. They are cursed by God. And the fifth one is they only see their own need. So they explain scriptures only from their own perspective.
就有点像，可能就会像我们现在所谓的断章取义的事情。
And they trying to cut a lot of the true meanings inside the scripture.
那么最后一个，他们为什么这样子做呢？主耶稣在约翰福音第五章那边告诉他们说，其实他们不信摩西所颁布的律法。
And the last reason that Jesus said that why they do this because they from their heart they don't believe God's law.
不但主耶稣这样子讲。
Not only Jesus said that.
主耶稣也曾经在路加福音十六章那边讲到说，你记不记得有一个财主啊，跟拉撒路的事情。
And also Jesus talked about this in the book of Luke, and the story between Lazarus and the rich man.
神，主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And Jesus resurrected Lazarus.
那么这个财主呢，在阴间呢？他就告诉亚伯拉罕，他说你差遣他去告诉我的五个弟兄。
And the rich man in the grave that told that Abraham that can you send somebody to tell my brothers?
因为他说有一个人如果从死里复活，去跟他们讲，他们就会接受了。
Because the rich man believes that if there's one person that comes from life, from dead, that their brothers will believe.
亚伯拉罕对他们讲，如果不听从摩西的律法。
But Abraham told them, if they do not listen to the law of Moses.
就是有一个从死里复活的人，他们也是不会听的。
Even though there's people come from the dead, they will not listen to him.
这是这些经学家。他们真正的问题。
That is the problem of those lawmakers.
那我们现在就来看马太福音第五章三十三节一直到三十七节这一段经文。
Now we want to look carefully through chapter 5 verse 33 to 37.
我们看三十三节，主耶稣说：“你们又听见有吩咐古人的话说。”
And here it says again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago.
这是指的拉比或者是经学家，他们从摩西原来颁布的律法造出来的。
And those laws are made up from the law of the Moses, and they made a lot of changes in there.
是口传的传统。
And these are the traditions from people.
因为我们一定要记住，摩西的律法是写下来的。
But we need to remember Moses wrote down his law.
摩西的律法不是口传的。
Moses' law is not just
talked by. 你们这些人呢？他们就把摩西的律法修改了。
But these people, they changed Moses' law.
但是他们很非常非常有技巧。
But they are very skilled.
我们看这个经文哈，他说不可背誓，这是第一句话。
And the first is do not break your oath.
听起来很有道理啊。
Sounds reasonable.
不可以背誓。
Do not break oath.
但是后面这一句话，就是出问题的地方。
But the sentence following it is a problem.
前面说的不可背誓。
In front is do not break the law.
然后他说所起的誓一定要向主谨守。
And the second says keep the oath you have made to the Lord.
那么给了前面那句话有一个约束。
There's a condition for the first half.
哪一种誓必须要遵守。
And which oath you should obey, you should keep.
就是向主起的那个事一定要遵守。
And you need only to keep the oath that you swear to Lord.
所以这些经学家就弄出许多其他方式的启示。
So the scholars, scribes, they invented many oaths.
所以接下去主耶稣就把他们所启示的方法通通都列出来了。
Then following the Jesus list all their different kinds of oaths.
他们就不只是神启示了。
And they do not make oaths in front of God.
他们只是天启示。
They make oaths by the name of heaven.
他们只是地启示。
And they by earth.
他们只是神的殿启示。
And they make oaths by the Jerusalem temple.
他们甚至是指的是圣殿里面的金子启示。
They even make oaths by the gold in the temple.
他们指着坛启示。
They make oaths by the altar.
他们也指着坛上的礼物启示。
And the gift on the altar.
这些很多是在马太福音第二十三章里面讲的。
Lot of those are recorded in the Matthew chapter 23.
那么这样子启示的，你必须就是说，只有向神启示的，你必须要遵守。
And those oaths you made to God, you need to keep it.
那其他的，你可以不需要遵守。
All the others, you don't have to keep them.
如果你没有遵守的话，就不算是犯罪。
If you don't keep all the other oaths, then you are not committing sin.
其实耶稣并不是反对启示。
Actually, Jesus is not against making oaths.
记住啊，主耶稣他不来不是要反对律法，他来不是要废掉律法。
We need to remember Jesus came not to trying to abolish the law.
他很清楚律法讲的是什么。
He totally understand what the law is talking about.
那么今天我们看的这一段经文呢，我想我要花一点时间请你们看旧约里面哈，在立位记第十九章十二节。
Please open your Bible to the book of Leviticus.
十九章十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 12.Leviticus chapter
19. 立位记十九章十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 12.
那么在十一节的时候，他说：“你们不可偷盗，不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。”接下去他就说：“不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。”在这里，这一段经文让我们看见，其实神呢、啊。不是说不可以起誓，他说不可以什么起什么誓啊？ 其假誓。
Verse 12 says here, do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. God here is talking about do not swear falsely oath. He is not against all oath.
就是说不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。
And God is teaching his people that do not lie to one another.
为什么不可以呢？
Why you can?
因为他说我是耶和华。
Because he said he is God.
因为他是神。
He is the Lord.
好，接下去我们再看民数记第三十章，民数记三十章第二节。
Turn your Bible to Numbers, chapter 30.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第三十章第二节，民数记哈，我念给大家听。人若向耶和华许愿或起誓，要约束自己，就不可食言，必要按口中所出的一切话行。在这里，他又让我们看见，不是不可以起誓。
When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge.He must not break his word, but must do everything he said. Here God teaches us again, do not make false vows.
不可以食言。
Do not lose your vow.
一定要做得到。
And you need to do it when you make a vow.
我们再看生命记第二十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 23.
二十三章第二十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21.
我念给大家听啊，《生命记》第二十三章二十一节，他说：“你向耶和华你的神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因为耶和华你的神必定向你追讨，你不偿还就有罪了。”
If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not.Be slow to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin.
我想现在你们已经能够看得出来法利赛人他们的问题在哪里。
Now I think all you should understand what is the problem with the Pharisees.
或者是说这些经学家他们的问题在哪里。
What is their, the scribes' problem?
旧约并不是不准起誓。
In the Old Testament, it doesn't tell people that do not make any vow.
我们可以看见，不管是在摩西颁布律法之前，或者是颁布律法之后，我们都读到很多的启示。
And we read that people are making oaths before Moses' law or after his law.
亚伯拉罕和索多玛王，或者是说。这个亚比米勒跟他们起誓立约。
Abraham made vows with the king in Sodom.
都是以耶和华神的名起誓的。
The vows are made by the in the name of the Lord.
我们也看见以撒、雅各还有大卫和约拿单之间，他们都起誓立约。
And we also read from the Old Testament that Isaac, Jacob, David, and Jonathan, they all made vows to one another.
甚至神自己也跟亚伯拉罕起誓立约。
Even God himself, he made vows with Abraham.
那么希伯来书的作者把这个更详细的解释了。
The author of the book of Hebrews, he explained this in detail.
因为没有比他更大的，他可以指着起誓的。
Because God made a vow, there's no one that is higher than him.
神就指着他自己起誓。
So God made a vow by himself.
因为他自己可以做得到的。
Because he can fulfill his oath.
那我们晓得最有名的就是主耶稣成为大祭司。
And we know that the most important one is Jesus became the high priest.
是神起誓而立的。
And that is God made the vow to make Jesus a high priest.
所以我们在旧约里面，我们看见人起誓只能用神的名，以神的名来起誓。
And we just read that in the Old Testament that people make vows by the name of God.
不可起假誓。
And they cannot make false vows.
如果有一个人起假誓，他就是欺骗，他就是罪。
If people make false vows, they are sin against God.
其实一个人起的誓啊，不论是指的什么，不管是指的天也好，地也好，不管是指的谁起誓，其实重要的就是在那个起誓的人他有多可靠。
Actually, when people making vows, doesn't matter if he is by making the vow by heaven or by earth, or it only matters what kind of a person he is.
起誓的人如果不真,
if that person is not truthful,
他没有办法做得到,
if he cannot keep his vow,
他再怎么起誓都没有用的,
no matter how he making his vows, it's useless.
经学家和这些拉比他们就是这个样子。
And those scholars and the rabbis, they are just like that.
不但如此，他们把神的标准降低了。
Not only that, then they lowered the standard of God.
这就是这些拉比这些经学家他们的问题。
That is the problem for the scribes and those rabbis.
接下去我们再看第35节。
Now let's look at the verse 35.
节主耶稣告诉他们，他说：“只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是地的神的座位。”
34 says, "But I tell you, do not swear at all, even by heaven, for it is God's throne, by earth, or by His footstool."
主耶稣在这一段经文里面，他说：“天是神的座位，不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城；又不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能使一根头发变黑变白了。”在这里，主耶稣并不是告诉他们不可以起誓。
And here Jesus is not teaching them you cannot make any oath.
他是告诉他们，你们指着天起誓，指着地起誓，你们指着这个起誓，指着那个起誓。其实他告诉他们，所有的一切都是属于神的。
And he is only teaching them you make vows by heaven, by earth, by the temple in Jerusalem. All this belongs to God.
神是创造的主。
God is the creator.
他也是创造我们人的。
And he is also creator of us.
所有都是他的。
Everything belongs to him.
他要他们知道你们指着这些东西起誓，其实你们要晓得，因为你们不敬畏神。
And you are using those to make your vows actually reflect that you are not respect the Creator.
他们起的誓都是假的誓。
And you also making all the false oaths.
所以他有一个结论，他到37节，他说，所以啊，这里面有一个所以，他说，所以你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
So in verse 33, Jesus concluded, simply let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
我们现在已经不太起誓了，对不对？
Nowadays, we usually don't make vows.
除了我们在法院里面。
Maybe sometimes.
人家问你说，哎，你要起誓啊，所以你讲的话是不是真的？
And in the courtroom, maybe they will ask you to,making the vow that all you are saying are truthful.
或许我们在参加婚礼的时候，我们看见新人他们两个彼此交换誓言。
Or during the wedding, we can see that the bride and the groom they are making vows, exchange vows.
我们已经不太像犹太人他们那样子起誓。
We're not like the Jewish people that making vows.
不过偶尔我们会听到人家这么被人家问逼急了之后啊。
And sometimes if we are really pushed very hard by others.
啊，因为我们为了要人家相信我们所说的话。
In order to let them to take our word, our words.
我们就随口，不经过大脑的说出来说，我发誓。
And without even thinking carefully, then we say, I swear.
很多时候你知道他这句话到底是真的还是假的啊？
Oftentimes when he says I swear you will know that if it's truthful or not.
耶稣为什么在37节这样子讲呢？
Why Jesus is saying that in 37?
因为马太福音第5章第6章第7章耶稣是对着天国的子民讲的。
Because all the teachings in Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7, he's teaching all the people that for his kingdom.
一个天国的子民应该说实话的。
And the people belong to the heavenly kingdom should only.
不应该像犹太人的拉比或者是那些经学家。
They shouldn't mimic the rabbis and the scribes.
在那里咬文嚼字。
They shouldn't always picking the words.
甚至扭曲了神的话。
And twist the God's word.
扭曲了神的话原来的意思。
And change the original meaning of God's word.
完全是为了自己的私欲。
And in order to fulfill their own selfish desire.
或者是为了得到别人的称赞。
Or they want gain people's praise.
他就是告诉天国的子民
and he's telling the people belongs to the kingdom.
所以这段经文怎么应用在我们身上
how we can apply these verses to our life.
我们已经 不太发誓了
we do not swear often.
那么在法院里面人家叫你我不知道你们有没有去做过证人那么你做证人的时候他就要问你叫你所讲的话是不是真的那么这个不是在这个里面的
And the oath that you made it during the courtroom, it's not belong to this category.
其实我们进去，我们不需要发誓啊，我们就应该讲真话。
And actually, when we go to the courtroom, even without an oath that swear, we shouldn't tell lies.
那么这个是这个法律系统下面他们这样子做。
And this is under the law system.
主耶稣在这里他说你们天国的子民呢你们说的话是就说是不是就说不是。
And Jesus here teaches us we are heavenly kingdom people that all our saying should be yes, yes be yes, no be no.
其实我们刚才看旧约的三处经文我们知道启示的原意是要人说实话。
And we just read the three scriptures from the Old Testament, Testament that God let people make vows actually is teaching them to speak honestly.
没有虚假，也没有诡诈。
No false and no falsely.
其实神也听这种，神要听这种没有虚假和没有诡诈的祷告。
And God hears these truthful prayers.
所以我们是天国的子民我们就应该说真话
If we are people belong to God's kingdom we should tell truth
是就是是不是就不是
Yes is yes, no is no
不论是在什么地方
No matter where are we
不论是你和什么人说话
No matter who are you talking to
都是说真话
Only tell the truth
还不能只说一半的真话
Not even only halfway truth.
刚刚有人说这个谎言里面还有白谎撒白谎啊。
Some people say there's a lie, a white lie.
其实在神那边是没有白谎的。
But actually before God there's no such white lie.
所有的谎言都是黑谎。
All the lies are lies.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
所以他没有黑暗。
In him there's no darkness.
我们不是在家里面说的是一套。
And not we say something at home.
那么在公司里面说的又是另外一套。
To say other things in the company.
到了教会或者是说在信主的人面前讲的又是一套。
And we say things that in front of people that come to church.
你如果已经信了主耶稣
If you are a believer of Jesus Christ,
你已经接受他了
and you received his
你也立定心志要跟随他
and you make your decisions to follow Jesus,
你就有了这个永远的生命
and you have this eternal life,
圣灵又住在你的里面
and the Holy Spirit dwells in you,
你在哪里他都跟着你去哪里
wherever you go, he is, the Holy Spirit is with you,
你跟谁讲话他都在那里
No matter who are you talking to, the spirit is there.
所以你不管你在什么地方讲什么话，做什么事情，都和主有关系了。
No matter where you are talking, who you are talking, and it's all in front of the.
这就是我们所说，我们与主联合了。
And that's what we called we are united with the Lord.
我们不是分开的。
We're not separated.
神是不说谎的。
And God is not a liar.
他也不能容纳谎言的。
And he cannot tolerate.
因为在他来讲，说谎话就是罪。
And to him, lying is sin.
我们应该是不知道的，我们就告诉别人我不知道。
If we don't know, we just tell plainly we don't know.
我们不懂的，我们就承认我们不懂。
If we don't understand, we just tell plainly we don't understand.
不管你多或者是少，都是恶。
Anything added to it is from the evil one.
不是神所喜悦的。
It's not pleasing God.
或者有的时候我们为了我们自己的利益，我们只说出一部分的实话。
Sometimes for our own interest, we only tell half of the truth.
就像这些经学家或者是这些拉比，他们说不可废事。
And just like those scribes and rabbis, they said, do not break your oath.
所起的事总要向主谨守。
And keep your oath you have made to the Lord.
这只是一部分而已。
That's only part of the truth.
他们并没有把真正全部的真理通通讲出来。
They didn't tell the people all the full truth.
那么我们很多时候我们也碰到这种情形。
Many times we have encountered this kind of situation.
当情况对我们不利的时候。
When the situation is against us.
那么有些事情我们知道对我们不利，但是是真的，我们就避免不讲。
And sometimes the things that is not on our favor, and we try to not talk about it.
不知道你们有没有这个经验？
Have you ever experienced that?
其实我们很多时候都有这种经验。
And oftentimes we have.
你知道神知道我们人的心。
But you know God knows everyone's heart.
你没有说出来，并不表示说他不知道。
Even though you haven't talked it out loud, doesn't mean that God doesn't know.
很多时候就是这些隐藏的真事情。
And oftentimes those hidden things in your heart.
没有说出来的真事情。
And things that you haven't talked it out.
引起很多很多的麻烦。
And it caused many troubles.
特别是在教会里面。
Especially in church.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，我们是彼此为弟兄姐妹。
And the Bible teaches us we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们不可彼此说谎。
And we cannot tell lies to each other.
弟兄姐妹，新的一年，我不知道你有没有新的计划。
And brothers and sisters, in this new year, I don't know if you have a new year resolution or not.
我不知道你是不是过去很喜欢说谎话。
I don't know if you tell many lies before.
或许很多时候你为了你自己的利益，你有些事情你就不讲。
Or for your own benefit that you only tell part of the truth.
这些事都不是神所喜欢的。
Those are not pleasing in God's
eyes. 你已经是属于天国的子民了。
You belong to the kingdom of God.
你必须要像主耶稣讲的，是就说是，不是就说不是。
You must let your yes be yes and no be no.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
因为我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your word.
我们也感谢你，主耶稣他重新的在解释律法。
We also thank you, you sent Jesus Christ to explain the true meaning of your law.
那我们能够知道我们应该怎么照着去做。
So that we can understand and how we should
follow
it. We put our brothers and sisters into your hand. If we lied before, and we do not lie. Because you are the Lord of God. Because you are holy.
You want us to be holy.
You are holy and you want us to be holy too.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.